you know, it's similar. It's obviously different with, you know, Coach Woods coaching it. But, you know, we're going to, you know, emphasize some similar stuff that we had in the last defense. But it's been good. Our defense is a lot more, you know, simple. Our defense before was simple. But I think, you know, this year with some new pieces and the new coaches that we have, we'll be able to run a whole lot smoother. Well, it's a great advantage. You know, we police ourselves in the locker room. We know what a good practice looks like. We know what a bad practice looks like. You know, nobody has to come, you know, and tell us. We have great coaches, so, you know, they're going to stay on top of that as well. But, you know, we got a great veteran core in the locker room, like you said. And, you know, everything's able to run a whole lot smoother when you have those pieces in place.
Talib was thinking there's more of a sense of urgency this year that last year was kind of a year of recovery. Have you sensed the difference from the guys coming off a Super Bowl now?
I mean, you know, it was different, you know, for me last year. So this is my first, you know, time back in OTA. So, you know, it's always been a sense of urgency for me. But, you know, it's all been good, you know, to get back out there with your teammates and, you know, all the new coaches and, you know, get back into the flow of things. It's all good.
How was Coachella?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was my first time there. Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. I had my mask on because it's so dusty out there. It's, like, extremely dusty. So, you know, breathing all that stuff, and I tried to keep my mask on, but still, even with that, you know, there is no hiding.
You can't hide your
signs. Yeah, you can't hide it in the cowboy hat and the glasses. You can't really hide that stuff. So it was all fun, though. I got to meet up with DeAndre Hopkins and Kayvon West. And, you know, just, you know, really enjoy a couple of days off before we got started this week.
Have you had any combos about Shane?
He already has, though. Like, you know, Shane, he's looking great out there. He looks like a, you know, a veteran linebacker that everybody, you know, wants him to be. It's going to be a big year for him. You know, he's been saying it. You know, you can feel the energy coming off of him each and every single day. You know, not only him, but Shaq, too. You know, it's going to be a big year for both of those guys. I'm excited for him.
How do you see the duo between you and him and Shaq looking like, you know, this season?
I mean, like, you know, every single year, you know, I feel like we got a chance to, you know, go and do it all. But, you know, it's still early. You know, we still got to have a whole lot of things, you know, fall our way. You know, we got to go out there and play. That's the most important thing. You don't win any games, you know, here in OTAs. This is just to, you know, feel out, you know, the new scheme, your new players. You know, when you come back for training camp, it's time to go. You want to take advantage of every, you know, rep that you get out there. But, you know, it's too early to tell for anything.
If you and DeMarcus were Batman and Robin, what could you and Shane be if you're?
I don't know, man. Yeah. I gotta put some thought into that. You know, this is gonna be a good one. It's not just two of us. It's, you know, it's just three of us. So, you know, I gotta put some thought into it. I just don't want to, you know, throw something out there. It's gonna be a great year for all of us.
So. Did you have some battles against Watson previously?
Yeah, and when he was with Oakland, yeah.
What's he got?
He's good. You know, we always do a great job of scouting. You know, our front office guys always do an incredible job of putting the team together. We got a great team. You know, we got great offensive linemen, and they go find these guys, and they make it happen. But, you know, Watson, he's going to be pretty good. You know, Ty's going to be healthy, you know, this season. He was our left tackle, you know, 2 years ago. So, you know, he's going to do big things for us. I mean, our offensive line, they look a whole lot more stable. But like I said before, it's only, you know, two practices into it.
What is Watson, strong, long, quick?
Yeah, all that.
Well, what do you remember most about your draft day? Obviously,
you had to wait long. I just remember the week. You know, it was a special week. You know, you got guys that, you know, want to, you know, stay at home with their family and their friends, and you got other guys that want to go. You know, for me, I chose to go, and some of the relationships that I made, you know, that week in New York, I still have those relationships with all those guys, from, you know, Patrick Peterson to, you know, Marcel Darius to Mark Ingram. You know, you really get to meet these guys, and you get to spend a lot of time with these guys, and, you know, you share, you know, draft night together. And that's what I remember from that whole week is just, you know, meeting new friends, get to be around some of these guys. And, you know, getting drafted is it's a special moment that we all shared on the same day. So it's pretty good.
First couple of practices for Vance as a head coach, you know, it's just two. But, I mean, how's he kind of running things, controlling the field?
I mean, he's our leader. You can definitely feel the energy coming off of him. You know, he's going to be a great one for us. You know, they always do a great job here. We get the best of the best. If you look at our coaching staff, from head coach to position coach to, you know, assistants to whatever it is, we got the best of the best everywhere. You know, they really do a good job of putting great teams together for us.
Champ Bailey is going in the Colorado Sports Hall of Fame. What do you remember about your time of playing with him?
Oh, I just remember from day one, he was a GOAT. You know, he really showed you how to, you know, come in and be consistent every single day. You know, all the greats are able to be consistent every single day. But, you know, he did it in his own way. He wasn't like, you know, standing up doing all this. And, you know, he wasn't, you know, that type of guy. But you know, every time he lined him out there in the number one receiver, he did his job. And, you know, I just remember being consistent. I remember being somebody I could relate to from day one. And it was just, it was great. You know, I hate that we couldn't, you know, win him a, you know, Super Bowl on the way out. But there was a couple of guys on the team that deserved a Super Bowl too as well. But, you know, I just remember being, you know, so consistent. You know, I'm always remember that forever.
How big of an honor is it for you to be honored as recognized as the Colorado Male Athlete of the Year tomorrow at the Hall of Fame?
That's huge. I mean, we got a lot of great athletes, you know, here in Colorado. So, you know, to get picked and to get this award is huge. You know, you won't be getting these forever. So, you know, when I'm in the spot I am now, I want to take advantage of where I'm at right now. So it's huge.
You writing your speech?
No, I haven't written this, my speech yet. I'll be ready to go, though. I'll be ready to go.
Ron, you're also busy tonight with your Bonds Vision event. What do you hope to do there
tonight? Just continue the great success that we've had. I have a strong team, you know, around me for Vaughn's Vision. They do a great job. It's like, you know, the 85 Bulls or like, you know, 2015 Broncos, you know. It's just a great, you know, solid team that we have. You know, I can never do it by myself, but, you know, we have all these great, you know, pieces in place to, you know, make it work, and it's magical.
I've seen people wear teenagers get glasses, some cases for the first time, and put them on. I mean, it looks like that moment has struck you a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I can relate to. You know, I can feel, you know, for all of those kids. I only had one pair of glasses, you know, growing up. And, you know, each year my mom, she would, like, you know, get one pair. So, you know, and it was hard for me. So if you got kids that can't even afford a pair of glasses, you know, I can definitely relate to those guys. So it's huge. Like I said, we got a great, you know, support system tonight, and hopefully we want to keep up the magic tonight.
Vaughn, video came out of you and Myles Garrett out at campus at A&M a while back. You got any advice for him heading into tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah, I've been talking to Myles, you know, just to, you know, enjoy the process like I had said before. That's what I had did, you know. You know, he's back at home with his family, so I just enjoy his family and his friends, and you know, enjoy the, you know, support system that he had that got him all the way to that position that he is in now. So you just want to take advantage of that moment because, you know, to be here and to be gone, next thing you know, you'd be going into year 7 in the National Football League. So it goes by fast.
Vaughn, is there any part of you that, I mean, it's small, but wishes you were number one instead of number two in that draft?
You know, Super Bowl 50 MVP, right? You know, I'm good. I'm good with, you know, all the decisions that were made, and I'm happy to be a Bronco. You know, I love it here.
Are there any players that stand out to you, or any preferences on who you'd like the Broncos to make this year?
Nah, man. I mean, you know, Mr. Elway and the guys up there, they do a great job. You know, like I said, about 6 times, you know. They do a really good job. No, truly they do. I mean, if you look around, you know, they do a really good job of putting the best team that we could possibly put together. They do it each and every year. So I'm happy with that. I'm happy with whatever the formula is for the draft. It's been working, you know, so I'm good with whatever's going on. Hey, I appreciate it.